word today is given to us through readings from Holy Scripture, and we might say the choir's interpretation of those scriptures and readings. Let us listen for God's word. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at harvest, as men rejoice when dividing the plunder. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Those words were written by the great prophet Isaiah 700 years before that long-awaited child would actually be born. But when the time finally did come, our Wonderful Counselor, our Mighty God, our Prince of Peace, would hit the scene like a rock star, to dazzle the world with his light and rattle its foundation with his message of love. It was the simplest and yet the most spectacular of events, inspiring composers to create great music for over 2,000 years. For us today, the word Gloria, the first word of the Latin translation, sums up the message of joy and celebration.
City of King David, Jesus.
had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen in the east went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and incense and myrrh.
Scripture describes the visit to Jesus by the three magi and the elaborate, expensive gifts they present to him. Gifts surely worthy of the future king they knew him to be, their Messiah. But what shall we give him? How do we possibly decide what to give Jesus for his birthday? It would have to be something really special. Especially since his birthday also falls on Christmas. Even if we had gold again, would that be the best present we could think of? This next choir selection takes place on a cold, bleak, long-ago midwinter day, with earth as hard as iron and water like a stone. As we ask that question.
said to Mary, "Do not be afraid, for you have found favor with God. You will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High, and God will give to him the throne of David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will never end."
Bible scholars tell us Mary was about 14 years old when the angel Gabriel appeared to her. If that's true, it's impossible to imagine what must have gone through her mind when she got this news. Did she run and tell her mother, her girlfriends? We can safely assume she was a young woman of unwavering trust in God and his grand plan. However, surprised she must have been to learn, she was to be a part of that plan. We stand in awe of her faith. Mary went immediately to visit her beloved older cousin Elizabeth to congratulate her on the coming birth of her son, the future John the Baptist, and to share her own mystifying news. Elizabeth understood the situation perfectly and comforted and blessed her. Mary's life from then on would never be the same.
Thank you.
shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that shall be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to Bethlehem, the city of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be were there, it came time for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. Beautiful on the mountains are the feet of those who bring good news, who proclaim peace, who bring good tidings, who proclaim salvation, who say to Zion, your God reigns. Listen, your watchmen lift up their voices, together they shout for joy. When the Lord returns to Zion, they will see it with their own eyes, burst into songs of joy together. You ruins of Jerusalem, for the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem.
child was born, especially our first child. It was a day that, if we ever had any doubt about the existence of God, that doubt was washed away in the pure miracle of it all. After all the waiting and the worrying and the wondering, it had finally, amazingly happened. We wanted to shout to the mountaintops that the arrival of one tiny, perfect baby has changed us and the world as we knew it from that moment on. So we can only imagine how those folks were jumping for joy when, after so many hundreds of years of waiting, the good news was heard across the land that Jesus, our holy Savior, our longed-for Prince of Peace, had finally been born in Bethlehem to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah.
Did not know what lay ahead.
And so we arrive at the final musical selection of this, the third annual celebration of the Christmas story in song and word. We thank you for being here. The world was transformed more than 2,000 years ago by one single birth in a remote village outpost of the Roman Empire. History confirms, as this anonymous author has so eloquently set forth, that all the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the parliaments that ever sat, all the kings that ever reigned, put together, have not affected the life of humankind on this earth as much as that one solitary life. Can you hear the song? Sing praise.
Oh.
celebration. And if that doesn't exactly fit into your schedule, then we meet again on the Lord's Day, Christmas Day, December 25th at 10 a.m. So you see, you have options. The congregation will stand for the benediction. Let us pray. O Lord, dismiss us with your blessing, that we may go forth today continuing to prepare for the gift of Jesus Christ. Where there is clutter in our lives, where prejudice or hatred or dislike of any human being lingers, may the Christ child come and touch that. Where we have definite opinions about the world and the divisions therein, may the Christ child come and touch us. Whatever is not right, whatever is not harmonious or peaceful, or whatever does not spring from compassion, may the coming Christ aim right for that bullseye, that we may be transformed and become the authentic human beings you intend us to be. And now, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you now